what would you do without your split shots, Robbo?
Without my split shot, without my side drifting leads, slinkies? Think about it. Yeah. Any steelhead fisherman that uses a slinky, no, what about the jigs? Yeah. All those steelhead jigs, all the crappie jigs, all the walleye jigs.
Just clean out half the tackle store.
All of the football heads that bass fishermen use.
Yeah, and why?
All the drop shots, gone.
Obviously, we're talking about House Bill number 2241. If you haven't emailed your legislator about this, now is the time. Our good buddy Mark Marcantonio, a new member of the forums on theoutdoorline.com, mm-hmm. has weighed in on this issue, and he joins us now. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'd be going a lot better if I didn't have to be worrying about these loony bills that people keep coming up with, trying to ruin our enjoyment of the outdoors.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this and tell us where you think these folks that are behind this are coming from, and what we can do to kind of put the legislator on the right tracks regarding battling this ill.
Okay, you bet. And by the way, I want to make sure people realize up front, because I don't think half the anglers out there realize, the way this bill is written, we're not just talking about freshwater. We're talking mm-hmm. about all lead fishing tackle. And it not only involves lead of 1 ounce and below, but it says, or it adds to it, or a size of less than 1 inch along its shortest axis. Now, I'm holding an 8 ounce mooching weight mm-hmm. in my hand right yep. now. And sideways, crossways, it's crossways axis, it's only a half inch wide.
Yeah. How about jigs? Mm-hmm.
Well, the jigs?
Yeah.
We're talking everything. We're not just, you know, and it's going to be prohibited to have it, to manufacture it. And by the way, they consider a manufacturer an individual. So if you're individually making them in your garage, you're a manufacturer, by the way this is written. So forget, you know, being able to afford fishing anymore, because if you have to buy tungsten weights at up to 20 times the cost of lead, you're going to be spending big coins on fishing. It'll be too expensive for
any
of us.
And that was how this was presented. Right. Hey, we need to get rid of all this lead because it's killing our loons. We'll get to that in a second. But we need to get rid of this lead because there's a substitute. We have a great substitute out there that these guys can use. But it doesn't matter whether it costs 20 times as much to purchase. I mean, what about the kid that rides his bike down to the lake? What about the people that, what about the single mother that wants to get her kids into fishing? Bring them out on opening day, out to the stocked trout pond, and has to go buy these tungsten leads for the kid? Absolutely. I mean, come on, give me a break.
It is crazy. And to your question, your first question, it is loons. It is all about loons. There's just a couple individuals in this state that are really pushing this banning lead agenda, and they're loon watchers. And they're trying to do this not only in our state, but they're trying to do it nationally. They've petitioned the EPA. They have another petition in front of the EPA now, but the EPA has already turned them down twice because it's not scientifically necessary. There's the incidences of loon poisoned by lead, especially in Washington state, is negligible from a statistical standpoint. As Nellie can tell you, a wildlife manager manages populations in their whole. They don't manage individuals. Well, these loonies claim to have found 9 dead loons in the course of 12 years. So it took them 12 years to find 9 loon carcasses, and they're claiming they died of lead toxicosis, although they have never produced the lab slips or lab analysis to prove it, even though they were asked when I sat on the Loon Advisory Committee. So they're making a big deal out of nothing. They're making a mountain out of a molehill. More loons die from many, many other causes, including predation, than they ever will die of lead. So this lead thing is not going to impact loon populations at all.
So what do people do? Okay, we know this is a bogus deal, but we need to act on it. We have till Monday night at 6 o'clock.
That's our best shot. We still have, even if we don't get it on Monday night, we can still take action and still kill it. Monday night's the first hearing, and it's a hearing of the Environment Committee.
And we can get this thing tossed out. If we flood these people with our opinions and what we think about this, we can probably get this tossed out, but we need to get on it. We have until Monday to let all of these legislators know. Right now, there's a list of these legislators on the OutdoorLine.com forums. Get on there and just send them a note. Be respectful, but just send them a little note. There's some sample letters on there, some notes that we've written. And hopefully we can get this thing turned around, because this is going to amount really to an anti-fishing bill here at some point.
Well, that's what it is, really. I mean, that's what it's geared towards. These people don't want you on the lakes because loons don't like people, and they run and they stay away from lakes where there's people activity. So if there are people out there fishing, then they're saying the loons won't come, and then they can't take pictures of them and sell, which these people who are proponents of this ban actually have a business selling loon photographs.
Well, so, just a little common sense. I love to hear a loon in the morning.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I do. Yeah. This isn't, don't perceive this as being anti-loon, but if there was a measure out there, if we could do something different as fishermen that would actually help the situation. But the thing, you know, the thing of it is, the loon population in Washington is on the upswing. There's more
growing.
And more.
That's what's ironic.
Yeah.
Here.
And so just like Noah, who's trying to shut down the west side of Vancouver Island and an increasing killer whale population, show me the problem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Show me the problem, and then let's work on a solution together. But don't propose a solution that would bankrupt tackle manufacturers and put a lot of people out of business. Don't
myself
propose
included.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, this the argument that they'll give, and this is the way they always fight this. When you show that there's no scientific evidence, then they turn around and humanize the issue, and they say, "Oh well, kids die from lead poisoning." And I'm sorry, but that's simply not true.
Well,
if you look at the statistics, lead is not great.
Look,
no,
I ate a lot of lead paint chips when I was a kid.
Nelly was licking nothing but walls when he was a kid. And look at him. Yeah, he's perfectly fine.
Okay.
He looks like a loon, but other than that.
I grew up on my dad's boat. Okay, it's a steel hull pleasure boat, man. And I spread more of that Woolsey red lead paint on that boat. And yeah, it'll warp you. I'm a mutant. I'm a freak.
Yeah, no doubt.
I still love loons, but, you know, there we go.
Absolutely. So we got to get the word out. We've got to let these committee members don't know fishing from any other thing, activity.
Roger
they
that.
Just thought this is a great idea. Just get lead out of the environment because it's always gotten a lot of publicity that lead is not good.
Well, and they don't have all the information. They just get one little tidbit there, and it sounds okay. I mean, if you don't, like you say, if you don't know anything about fishing, but when you get right down to it, it's just bogus.
Yeah.
It is.
It's hogwash. So jump on the OutdoorLine.com forums. Check out that list of legislators. Just send them a nice note saying, hey, this is what we think about this. This is bogus. I don't want to lose my fishing opportunity. And let's get this thing overturned.
He's Mark Marcantonio Bass Pro. You can get his website, markmarcantoniobasspro.com. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you jumping on the forums and really helping educate us and our listeners to this problem. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys spreading the word.
We'll be in touch, and I want to do a trip trade with you this year. You come.
Don't do it. Mark.
Jump in my boat. We'll go down to the Columbia, okay, and get a Springer, and you can show me how you snake those bass out of Lake Washington, there, buddy.
We can do that out of the Columbia on the same day.
Ooh,
here you go.
I'm in.
Double dip, man.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon, man.
You bet.
Take it easy.
Great guy. He's on this deal. He'll be down at the hearing on Monday night. And, hopefully we can get this puppy overturned.